Organizers for the ballot initiative Our Schools Now held 7 public information meetings across the state on Tuesday night. Those attending shared enthusiastic support along with some skepticism. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Each meeting was held at an elementary school, from St. George up to Logan. At Wasatch Elementary in Salt Lake City, a group nearly filled the school gym. Those who wished to speak were given 3 minutes. Each was followed by polite applause. Mary Bailey, a former teacher and administrator with 41 years' experience, says she is a big supporter of Our Schools Now, which would raise Utah taxes to provide an additional $865 million for public schools over the next 3 years. Bailey especially likes how that money will be spent at the discretion of school administrators.
Every school has different needs, and the principal will know that, and the teachers, and the community.
Michelle Gray, parent of 3, does not share that enthusiasm. She feels confused that while Our Schools Now supporters say teachers are a priority, only 25% of the tax increase can be spent on teacher salaries. And she sees Utah schools as successful just the way they are.
We outscore in testing many states that are spend twice as much, 3 times as much. So why isn't anybody asking what's happening there?
The campaign director for Our Schools Now, Austin Cox, says that statewide, 400 residents attended these information meetings. He and the other organizers now have 14 days to determine if the feedback on Tuesday night will lead to any changes.
We feel that our proposal is a pretty good representation of the best thing that could be put together, and so we're confident in that.
These public meetings fulfill the critical step in the path to the ballot. Next up is gathering 113,000 signatures before next April. Cox believes that is very doable and expects Utahns will be voting on the initiative by November 2018. Lee Hale, KUER News.